Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It's a Thursday night, which means there's football. Yeah, that's right, Thursday night football. And right now at this moment, the Jacksonville Jaguars lead the New York Jets 19-3. A little more than 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. The big news of this game, Zach Wilson has been benched again for a guy whose last name is Strevler. Yeah, I've heard of his name. I wouldn't know him if he walked by me in the street right now. And so the Jacksonville Jaguars trying to push their record up to 7-8. If they win today and then win the next two games, the Jacksonville Jaguars will have won the AFC South and they'll go to the playoffs. And meanwhile, the New York Jets, it looks like they are on their way to another embarrassment. As the New York Jets, man, the questions after this one are going to be more interesting than the game. Rob Saleh's press conference is going to be more interesting than this game. This is a disaster for the New York Jets. At one point, they looked like they were on their way to the playoffs. They have lost three consecutive games, and they are well on their way to losing four consecutive games. It's just a bad scenario. We'll keep you up to the date, or excuse me, we will keep you up with the game as it marches towards a conclusion. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me at JR Sport Brief, where, of course, I'm receiving many messages about the poor play of Zach Wilson. We'll get back to Zach, obviously. I have a feeling he's going to take over a good portion of the show at the conclusion of the game. We open things up by talking about the NBA on Christmas. I told you all I am not all that damn excited. The games, you got five games on Sunday for the NFL, and typically it's like the launch for the NBA season. And we have plenty of superstars that are going to be performing on Christmas, but I think I need to wait until the NFL playoffs are done, until we crown a Super Bowl champ before I'm overly enamored. We have Philadelphia at New York. We have the Lakers at Dallas, basically LeBron versus Luka and his friends, if he passes them the ball. Milwaukee at Boston should be a fun one. We have Memphis at Golden State. There's no Steph Curry, so that's likely to be a blowout for Memphis. And then Phoenix at Denver should be good. But I'll probably be on a couch at that point, absolutely passed out. Someone who is excited about the Christmas Day games, his name is Ja Morant. And Ja Morant, he spoke to ESPN and said, yeah, first time on Christmas, I'm happy.
It means a lot. You know, obviously, you know, being a kid, big basketball fan, you know, you grew up watching those Christmas Day games. And, you know, now I actually have, you know, a chance to play in it. And also, you know, me and my teammates, you know, making it the first time, you know, in franchise history to play on that day is even more special.
Yeah, he has a chance to play in it. What a beautiful opportunity for Ja Morant. We also told you about the NFL. Sunday ticket. Yeah, the thing that allows you to watch every game regardless of where you live. It's moving on from DirecTV as their current contract expires. NFL Sunday Ticket will be available on YouTube TV starting next season, which is so, so exciting. Hey, Shep, what are your thoughts on that? It was only but so long ago that the NFL wanted nothing to do with YouTube, and they were basically suing them to keep their content off of it because they wanted to monetize.
Right.
And I guess they won now because YouTube is paying them billions of dollars to now broadcast every game. But this is where the world is right now.
Jared, I mean, you can't say it any better than that. I mean, when you look at eyeballs, the way that I would say the way that videos are viewed the most, no doubt about it, is not even to this day. It's not on Twitter. It's not in the form of an MP4. It's on YouTube. You know, I think of guys like, you know, PewDiePie and, you know, Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast has 123 million subscribers. He has nearly 5 trillion views on YouTube. Like, this is where the world has evolved to. And I just think in terms of convenience, this makes the most sense. YouTube is the way of the world these days. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised the NFL took this long to get on board, because the NBA has had the right idea for the last 5 years. The NBA Finals, for God's sake, is brought to you by YouTube TV.
Yeah. No, it's shocking. The NFL basically took the money, but this was a matter of time. DirecTV is a satellite company. I mean, what are we talking about? Let's think about this. You have YouTube, a digital platform all over the world, and then you have a satellite company. It's night and day, man. It's night and day. You get on the airplane right now and they're delivering you internet via satellite. I mean, and that's because of cost and necessity and ease, but it's antiquated. And so it's long been antiquated that DirecTV was the distributor of Sunday Ticket, and the NFL has now moved into it's moved into the 21st century. It's moved into the 22nd century. It's moved into the future by working with YouTube. And so I'm thrilled because I actually know it's going to work, which is a shame. You're paying all this money for a product that is just garbage. I'm not. So for instance, I'm not going to go to the gas station and think that I'm going to walk out with the best steak from the freezer. I'm not going to do that. If I want the best steak, I think I have an idea what restaurant I want to go to. I'm not going to go to the gas station to pick it up. And for a long time now, when it comes to the NFL product being delivered on DirecTV, the NFL has been serving us steak from the gas station as opposed to taking us to the 5-star Michelin star restaurant that we all deserve. So I'm thrilled that it'll be on YouTube, because for the most part, YouTube works. It knows how to deliver video. Yeah, every mechanism is going to break and not always work. There's not a damn thing that's foolproof, but thank you oh so much. It's actually coming over into a new space. Unfortunately, we talked about this garbage Jets game that's taking place right now. They're now minutes away from taking this L against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Less than 2 minutes remain in this game. Fans have started to exit a long time ago. And we know Zach Wilson, his benching will be at the forefront of people's brains. This is the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's all a formality there. They started to take the knee. 19-3. Jacksonville is going to hold on to win this one. I'll let you all know when it's official. So Zach Wilson gets benched. And over the past couple of days, we've heard about another quarterback, except for this guy's actually good. His name is Jalen Hurts. He's the leader. He's the MVP candidate for the Philadelphia Eagles, who happen to be 13-1 right now. The Eagles are going to take on the Cowboys Christmas Eve, this upcoming Saturday, and it's a game that a lot of people wanted to see, including myself. Michael Parsons has been doing a lot of chatting about Jalen Hurts and his contributions and whether or not he's deserving of MVP. And so this would have been an opportunity for Jalen Hurts to show up, and basically make the Dallas Cowboys shut up. But he's not going to get that chance. Jalen Hurts sprained his shoulder this past Sunday in the Eagles' victory over the Bears. And it was only a couple of days ago where they said, well, he's probably not going to play. And then it went from, oh, he's not going to play, to what we heard from him yesterday. This was Jalen Hurts at a press conference talking to the media, telling everybody, hey, not so fast. I'm gonna try to go out there and get the job done. Take a listen to this.
Definitely a change. Taking it day by day, though. You know, everybody knows that I'm dealing with something. It's out there. I'm not one to really talk about myself. You know, obviously being a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, you can't run from that, you know. But I'm taking everything one day at a time with it and preparing versus a really good defense. We're going to talk about that defense today. Make sure we don't miss that. A really good team. You know, we know what they're capable of on both sides of the ball. We know the challenges that they present. So we want to be ready for a good game of execution and being ready to attack them.
Yeah, congratulations. He is a star quarterback because he's showing love to everybody else. Hey, let's talk about the defense. They'll be ready for that defense. Oh, we're going to be ready, and the team is going to be ready. Well, less than 24 hours later, his own head coach, Nick Sirianni, spoke to the media today, and he basically told everybody, Jalen Hurts is not going to play against the Dallas Cowboys. Nick Sirianni said he tried and tried and tried to get into shape. He tried and tried and tried to go out there and play, but he's not going to be ready. And so in his place, no Jalen Hurts. Who steps in? Gardner Minshew. Yes, Gardner Minshew, formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who just beat the New York Jets Thursday Night Football 19-3. Gardner Minshew, he spoke to the media. No longer someone just running around with a mustache. He has a full beard, if you wanted to know. And Gardner Minshew says, yeah, folks, I'm ready to play.
I'm excited to get out there, you know. Unfortunate circumstances, obviously, you know. It's been great watching everything Jalen's been doing this year. I feel like I've learned a lot from him. And, you know, just want to go do my best for him and all the guys that have, you know, put a ton of work into this team.
Gardner Minshew can still start here in the NFL, okay? How about he could start for the New York Jets? They got a guy out there in the game called Strevler. Zach Wilson got the boot. But anyway, we'll have enough time to talk about the Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are two victories away from going back to the postseason. How about that? Yes, it's going to be a disappointment that we don't have Jalen Hurts taking on the Cowboys. Yes, it really sucks that we won't have a chance to see Jalen Hurts maybe juke the living hell out of Michael Parsons. It stinks that we won't have Michael Parsons on the field to hurt Jalen Hurts. Maybe we'll get it in the postseason. But in the interim, the story of Gardner Minshew stepping out onto the field for the Philadelphia Eagles, it's not that bad. Because if Gardner Minshew and the Eagles beat the Cowboys, there is going to be hell to pay. You thought the Cowboys were getting crapped on recently for these tight games against the Texans and losing to the Jaguars, who've won two games in, what, 4 or 5 days? If the Cowboys lose another one, damn. People are going to bury them more than they already do. So let's go Gardner Minshew. Let's see what he can do. We certainly think he can probably still go out there and play. He certainly should be fresh. The last time we saw Gardner Minshew was last year versus the Jets, ironically. 242 yards and 2 touchdowns and a win. This will be Gardner Minshew's first chance to go out there and start and win some games for the Eagles this year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you that Jalen Hurts is finding the bench due to injury. Meanwhile, Zach Wilson, he finds the bench again tonight. As the New York Jets and their offense struggle, they lose to the Jags at home in the rain, in the freezing rain. The final score, 19-3. just a pitiful performance. Rick is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rick.
Thank you for taking my call again, and hopefully Happy New Year for you, JR, at the end. Thank you for this year and every other year. Appreciate it. I want to talk about Chris Stribler, great cup champion with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I think it was the third-string quarterback for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He won a great cup, and I'm happy to see him play, proving that Canadian Football League players can play in the NFL. They want to play. They don't want to play in the minimum wage CFL, JR. They want to go to the NFL, and he does it. And we're happy to see what happened tonight, even though it's in a third-string quarterback kind of role because Zach Wilson's terrible.
What is he? So what are you telling me? Is Strebler the next Warren Moon?
No, he's not going to be the next Warren Moon.
Okay.
You know, it's like he won the Grey Cup, and like – Harry Peter Bud Grant won a World Grey Cup in 1962. It was his last, the fourth one. Was in the Fog Bowl at Exhibition Stadium. And he never won after the four times he went to the Super Bowl. So proves the point that all these Canadian Football League players, all they want to do is have a chance. You know, that's what they want to do. And the weather is another issue. One more thing about the weather, because in the memory of Franco Harris, the game was wet at Three Rivers Stadium, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, Pirates.
The season is too long, JR. The weather is an issue, and I think you should know that. Season is too long going to February because of February squeeze. That's why I feel about it. It's too long. And there's too many injuries in the NFL.
We can't solve world hunger in the NFL games being too long at one time, Rick, okay? Just one step at a time, all right?
Okay. Finally, have a happy holidays, JR. Okay. Thank you for all the time with me, and have a good year. Thank you again. JR.
You as well. Thank you. Thank you, Rick, Thank you, Rick, for calling from Toronto. I feel like I need a sedative. Anyway, you hear that, Shep? CFL. That's why this guy is turning 28 in a couple of weeks, because he was playing quarterback in the CFL.
Why no one's heard of him, honestly.
Strebler. Chris Strebler. Tonight, Chris Strebler helped contribute 149 yards on three drives. Meanwhile, Zach Wilson had seven drives and only contributed or helped lead the Jets to 44 yards. Chris Strebler over Zach Wilson. What a way to get benched. Who does Zach Wilson get benched for next? This is terrible. I feel so bad. Not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, I will allow you to hear just some of the amazing audio from the game now that it has concluded, including the boos rained on Zach Wilson and the New York Jets by the absolutely amazing, friendly, hospitable New York crowd. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. The New York Jets lose to the Jaguars, the final score, an amazing, sexy 19-3. Don't move. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout-outs to everybody. Young man said he listens with his grandpa every night. Shout outs to all the grandpas out there and the grandmas and the families. Shout outs to everybody going to go see their family. Shout outs to everybody who's listening, who's a part of my family. I love you. I love you all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I love the New York Jets. I really do. I love them. They're pitiful. They're pathetic. They suck. They're garbage. They're trash. Their quarterback situation is horrendous. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Jets tonight, the final score 19-3. The Jacksonville Jaguars have now improved their record to 7-8. The Jags need two more victories to win the AFC South and go right into the playoffs, and I think they will do it. The New York Jets, meanwhile, they have lost their fourth consecutive game, and Zach Wilson got benched again. Zach Wilson got booed out of the building. Coach Rob Saleh had no chance or no choice but to bench this man. And there's no gigantic story here for this game. This is the story of the game. The Jets defense did their job again, holding Jacksonville to only 19 points, but the offense sputtered. Why did it sputter? Because of the quarterback. Zach Wilson completed 9 of 18 passes for 92 yards and an interception. He was sacked 3 times. He has a passer rating of 41. And so by the time we got to the third quarter, a matter of fact, before you even get there, let me take you on a little bit of a story. This is Zach Wilson being intercepted at the end of the first half. This is courtesy of the Jets Radio Network.
He's back to throw, out of the pocket, and he will heave a long one up the right side of the field, and it's going to be intercepted and returned out to midfield by Devin Lloyd. He'll lateral one back, and the Jets will make the tackle, and that will end the half. And the Jets will start the third quarter with the football, but without much momentum as they go to the locker room in front of some unhappy fans, down 13-3.
Oh, the fans. Hey, Shep, were the fans saying ooh, or were they saying boo?
They weren't saying a famous Yankee known as Lou.
They were saying boo.
Yes.
I wasn't so sure. That was the Jets radio broadcast. I think Amazon also had the broadcast, and I think Amazon might have got the boos a little bit louder and clearer. Let's take a listen to that.
Well, well, well. Audio will tell you all you need to know.
Oh, well, thank you. Some damn boos there. How about that?
Gets louder, as you might recall.
No, it does. It gets louder. Well,
the game goes on.
Yeah, the game did go on. And in the third quarter, I told you Zach Wilson, he was sacked 3 times. And the Jaguars radio network on that sack, you can also hear Zach Wilson get booed again.
Jets from their own 30. Shotgun for Zach Wilson. He drops a throw. Jags blitz. The Jags get there. The Jags sack him all the way back at the 25-yard line. I hope you can still hear me over the boos, but it's back at the 25. Devon Hamilton got him.
Oh, God. Yeah, it got louder. And it's raining, and people don't want to be sitting out there, and they got to watch this garbage. The Jaguars announcers, yeah, they heard the boos, and they decided to talk about it some more. This is what they had to say about it.
Third and 25 from their own 25. Dropping as Wilson fires it quickly to the middle of the field. That is caught. There's nothing there. Corey Davis has it. Tackled immediately by Rayshon Jenkins. An 8-yard gain. And on comes the punt team for the Jets once again.
Well, these fans are going to get tired of booing. I mean, it's every play.
I thought Kyle Juszczyk was maybe playing on the field today.
I mean, every play, Jeff.
They're going to get tired. They're wearing them out.
I mean, their lungs. I worry.
Jet fans love to come to games sometimes to boo, too.
Whoever said that last is accurate, because it is almost sacrilegious for whoever that other guy was to say that the Jet fans would be tired of booing. I've been to every single New York sports event possible. Rangers, Mets, Devils, Yankees, Knicks, Nets, Islanders. If it has existed in New York City, U.S. Opens, I have attended it. Red Bulls, NYCFC. If it's a sporting event in New York, I've been there. Booing is an art. Nobody, especially when you suck, is going to get tired of booing. They're going to let you know. And Zach Wilson, when he goes to sleep tonight, whenever he falls asleep tonight, I don't know, he might need a... Hey, Shep, I don't take this stuff. The Ambien is for sleep, right? Ambien?
Yes.
Zach Wilson might need an Ambien. He might need melatonin. I think that's what it is. He might need everything to go to bed tonight. But whenever he does fall asleep, I don't care what you play, Shep. I just want the people to hear the boos loud and clear one more time. Let's hear some booing.
Well, well, well. Audio will tell you all you need to know.
Third and 25 from their own 25. Dropping as Wilson fires it quickly to the middle of the field. That is caught. There's nothing there. Corey Davis has it. Tackled immediately by Rayshon Jenkins. An 8-yard gain. And on comes the punt team for the Jets once again.
Man. Well, these fans are going to get tired of booing. I mean, it's every play.
I thought Kyle Juszczyk was maybe playing on the field today.
I mean, every play, Jeff.
They're going to get tired. They're wearing them out.
I mean, they're lungs. I worry.
Jet fans love to come to games sometimes to boo, too.
Oh, my God. Happy holidays, Zach Wilson. Happy holidays. Jet fans hate you. Hey, Shep, you shared with me a message from one of the greatest cornerbacks the NFL has ever seen. His name is Darrelle Revis. What did Darrelle Revis have to say? What did he have to say about Zach Wilson tonight?
Well, something we already know, JR. He's lost the trust of the Jet fan base. That's not a shocker. And Darrelle Revis goes on to say, I'm not saying it's impossible. We're saying it is. And he says, finally, it will be very hard to regain their trust. And I witnessed the same boos when Brett Favre was under center. Listen, the last comparison you want to make in regards to any quarterback is Brett Favre for a privy of reasons right now.
Yeah, it's not good. Mark Sanchez didn't even get this amount of boos when he was behind center.
He ran into somebody's butt, and he's still. I mean, but Mark Sanchez was 4-2 in the playoffs. Zach Wilson will never make the playoffs as a starting quarterback. Like, that couldn't be more apparent at this point.
That's why I'm saying that that even Mark Sanchez, all things considered, he was also would scare the living hell out of you. He was a mediocre quarterback, but he never even heard. And has experienced, I'd say, what Zach Wilson is feeling right now. Marco Belletti, are your ears ringing yet with all of the boos, or are you used to it by now?
Yeah, you get used to it. Luckily, I'm not a Jet fan, but this is just awful. I mean, JR, this is, look, you get to the point where, I mean, it's a point of no return where you can't put him out there anymore just because it's not worth it. Like, there's nothing that's good that's going to come out of this. His confidence is shot. And you did this to him. You started him when he was... when he wasn't ready as a rookie. You let him sit through all that nonsense last year where, you know, you're talking about now where his footwork and we got to go back to basics. What the hell were you doing? Did you coach him for 2 years? Like, the Jets are culpable in this too, and now it's all on Zach Wilson, and he's never going to get the fan base back. It's over.
Yeah, I still think he'll get a chance in the offseason. I don't know what direction it's going to go in as the New York Jets. They're looking at another quarterback who might have to circle the damn drain. It is just a sad, sad scenario. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to pick the phone lines up on the other side of this break. Just a terrible loss by the New York Jets and an excellent win for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Disaster. The New York Jets have now lost four straight games. They lose tonight to the Jacksonville Jaguars, the final score in New Jersey, 19-3. Zach Wilson making another start His second consecutive start here with Mike White, injured with broken ribs. Zach Wilson was benched in the third quarter. He now has 100 or fewer passing yards in two out of his last three starts. He's benched in the third. Tonight, Zach Wilson, through three quarters, could only complete 9 of 18 passes for 92 yards. He was sacked three times, and he threw an interception. And at that point, he made way for former CFL quarterback Chris Streveler. Zach Wilson benched again. The first time for Zach White. Zach White goes down against the Buffalo Bills with busted up ribs. After three games, Zach Wilson is put back into the game. And then he's benched again tonight for a guy that most people have never heard of. This is your number two overall pick. And so the Jacksonville Jaguars are now two victories away from going to the playoffs and winning the AFC South. And the New York Jets, I listened to Coach Rob Saleh speak during the break, and he basically said, man, we can't even talk about the playoffs. We have to work on putting together a game. And we'll share some of this audio with you from Coach Rob Saleh next hour. At the same time, Zach Wilson is speaking to the media right now, and he's standing there, and, you know, at least I can't hear him, obviously, while I'm here on the air with you. He seems to have a, I guess, normal disposition. He's not looking downtrodden. He appears to be honest, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. We're going to go ahead and share that with you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off in Illinois, and let's talk to Randy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, guys. So I'm a first-time listener here. I just want to talk about the Jets. So they're terrible. But what concerns me the most about this game is, like you said, playoffs are coming up here. Just taking Zach Wilson out of the game there, even though he's doing terrible, just taking him out of the game for a dude who just signed off the practice squad help you, they give you a better chance of winning and putting you in a better chance. Like, I'm from Illinois. I've seen terrible football. But if I'm a coach, if I'm Saleh, I'm keeping Wilson in because he has experience, and who knows, maybe he can just start chucking stuff up. What does he have to lose?
No.
Because you're 7-7.
No.
And you got to start winning some games.
No.
Does Trevor actually give you that?
No. No. The answer, Randy, I hate to tell you, the answer is no. Zach Wilson, unfortunately, has not had the confidence of this group. There's a reason that Zach Wilson was benched about a month ago for Mike White. It's because the New York Jets players and teams rallied around Mike White because Zach Wilson wasn't carrying his end of the bargain. Zach Wilson stood in front of the media after a poor loss and said that he didn't necessarily, owe the defense anything after a poor game. And so, yes, you pull Zach Wilson. The New York Jets heading into tonight were slim to get into the postseason anyway. And what you can't do is play games. Everybody, and when I say play games, I mean with the locker room. You can't pull the wool over. Anybody with two eyes can see that Zach Wilson sucks right now. Do you want to call it a matter of studying? Do you want to call it a matter of confidence? You can fill in whatever blanks you want about how poorly he has performed. He's been trash. And what the head coach of the New York Jets cannot do is say, well, let's just leave Zach Wilson in there. Maybe he'll turn things around. At what, the detriment of the rest of the team? So the rest of the team can go into the locker room? So they can have question marks during practice? So they can go home and group chats and text to each other? Can you believe what Coach did? I'm out here busting my ass. The defense did another amazing job. All things considered, did they have a perfect night? No, they didn't. Trevor Lawrence, he was able to go out there and rush for 51 yards and a touchdown. He didn't throw for one. Actually, one of the opening plays of the game, Quinnen Williams, strip-sacked him. It looked like the New York Jets was going to handle business. And to only give up 19 points, I consider that a W for the New York Jets defense. But let's look at a simple number here. The New York Jets offense scored 3, count them, 3 points. Where's that going to cut it anywhere? This is the year 2022. You know, there used to be a time where I turn on an NFL game, and every now and then I'd get a 12-9 game. Those days are over. You got to score the rock. And for the New York Jets defense to keep a team, any team, pick a team, the Jacksonville Jags tonight at 19 points, it's an embarrassment. You don't keep Zach Wilson out there. You want to know the results? Chris Streveler went out there and had more success and less opportunity. 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello. What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm excellent, Manny. What's on your mind?
I'm good, man. Happy holidays, by the way, to you and your family.
Thank you.
Listen, man, I don't know what the hell is going on with the Jets. I mean, I'm sorry for you, bro. I mean, at one point they were 6-3. Everybody was cheering. Now since then, I think they've lost 5 out of 6, and they are most likely going to miss the playoffs for the 12th straight year. Just put that out. And Zach Wilson, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, it's sad because because this kid, I mean, he's the right player for this team, and the sad part is he was drafted before Justin Fields. And look at Justin Fields now; he's having a hell of a year in Chicago.
Yep. No. Absolutely. Yep. Zach Wilson is. I can't even call it. And thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. I can't even call it the doghouse. Like he's living in a scrapyard. They dropped him off somewhere down the road and said, "Here, can you please watch him for us?" Rob Saleh, I told you, he just finished talking to the media, and of course, one of the questions he was asked, "Why did you bench Zach Wilson in the third quarter?" And Rob Saleh gave his explanation as to why the benching took place.
No, it was, we're trying to change up to get the run game going. Obviously, I know Zach was struggling, but he, you know, Streveler came in, he ran a couple of plays, sparked the offense, got the explosive play, and so it just snowballed in a good way for Strev. And so we just wanted to give him an opportunity to try to finish that drive.
And that's what he did. Chris Streveler came into the game, and I'll tell you this. He rushed. He was the New York Jets' leading rusher. Yeah, the backup quarterback who no one has ever heard of, who came out of the CFL. He was their leading rusher. Streveler went out there, had 54 yards rushing. He completed 10 of 15 passes for 90 yards. That was Streveler. The minute that this man hit the field, it's like the New York Jets, they had some life. They couldn't generate a damn thing with Zach Wilson on that field. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois. Let's talk to Vlad. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jar, how you doing today, my man?
I'm very good, man. What's going on?
Rest in peace to Zach Wilson's career. I want to flip to the NBA for a second.
Whoa, hold on. Before you go to the NBA, RIP to Zach Wilson's career, why?
He's cooked, man, you know. I don't know if he's ever going to get a start again in the NFL unless, you know, they desperately need him.
Okay, well, they got a couple more games left here in the season, so I wouldn't necessarily, you know, put to bed the fact that we've done and we've seen him. What is your NBA question? We got a lot of people here ready to talk football.
I'll be quick. So, no, I don't know what's going on with the Celtics right now. It's like I see a lot of inconsistency from the field, and Tatum can't keep carrying, man. I just want to know what's, you know, Robert Williams is back, and I just want to know how we can get back to winning. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, Vlad. They have to move the basketball. This is it. They got to move the basketball. They're not moving the basketball around the same way that they were to start the season, and they're not shooting the same hot percentage from downtown. I think the Boston Celtics will be fine as the season carries on. Rob Saleh, He also spoke, and he didn't just stop about, you know, why he benched Zach Wilson trying to get the running game in play. Rob Saleh was asked, why does Zach Wilson suck right now? This is what he had to say.
There's a lot of things. I mean, one, couldn't get the run game going again. Protection wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. Obviously, there was a couple of missed throws. It was collective coaching all the way down.
Oh, yeah, we all suck, basically. Here, let me give you some better insight as to what took place when Chris Streveler was inserted into the game for Zach Wilson. Chris Streveler only played three drives tonight. He was able to help generate 149 yards of offense. That's three drives, 149. Zach Wilson had seven drives and was only able to generate 44 yards of offense. Chris Streveler was able to go out there and do more with less. And Zach Wilson is supposed to be the guy. He was the anointed one. He's the guy that was selected number two overall in the draft. And now he's been benched twice. How the hell do you bounce back from this? I still think there's a shot. I still think there's an opportunity. I still think there's some type of way that he can do it. The talent is there. I think at this point, you dig deep and you see if he has the intestinal fortitude. And forget the intestinal fortitude. Let's go a little bit lower. Let's see if he has the cojones. Let's see if he has the balls to do it. He certainly looked like he was taking a beating standing up in the press conference. He didn't waver. He looked every questioner in the eye, every member of the media. He had his head held high. That doesn't mean a hill of beans right now. The only thing that matters for Zach Wilson is what happens when he gets back out onto the football field. And that's when he gets back onto the football field. Because New York Jets, yeah, they ain't think about no damn playoffs, but they got to start him against Seattle, don't they? 855-212-4CBS. What do you do with Zach Wilson? And we'll also talk about the Jaguars. Why? Because they actually look like they might go to the playoffs. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.